Well, we mentioned the online flap over the woman who was refused a neck tattoo at a New York tattoo shop. Apparently, there is a code among artists against inking the hands or necks or faces of people who are not already heavily tatted up. Word of Mouth producers Megan Tan and Molly Donahue went to Capital City Tattoo, that's here in Concord, New Hampshire, to speak with some of the artists there about who is ultimately responsible for choosing where and what to ink.
Hi.
So, to be honest, nobody on Word of Mouth has a tattoo, at least that we know of.
And when we think about tattoos, we all have an image of that one kid in that band that you used to hang out with.
Oh, yeah, I like that kid.
Or didn't hang out with.
Yeah, I do remember that kid.
Either way, you don't think of a tattoo as being especially hard to get.
Of course not.
But it can be. And of all the people you would think would encourage getting a tattoo artist would be pretty high on that list.
Of course. I mean, they want to make money, right?
But tattoo artists are actually sometimes more cautious than their clients.
Really?
Typically, I strongly frown upon any of my artists in here tattooing above the neck or below the wrist without prior existing tattoos or solid employment. I mean, if it's somebody who owns a construction company and they're well established, they're not worried about anything, then it's on them.
That's Scott Flanders. He owns Capital City Tattoo, and those rules seem pretty standard for the artists we spoke with. A couple of questions they ask are, is this person already heavily tattooed? And do they have a solid job where new tattoos may be detrimental?
You get a tattoo on your neck, hands, or face, I think you have to earn those. We call them job stoppers.
That's Ryan Thomas. He's an artist at Capital City Tattoo. Another artist there, Derek DeLine, agrees.
You know, if you go to court for a speeding ticket and you have your neck tattooed, unfortunately, you still kind of get put in a category of someone that's probably a troublemaker or criminal, you know.
But sometimes that's exactly what people are looking for, a way to set themselves apart. All the tattoo artists at Capital City Tattoo have a lot of tattoos.
Not all of them have job-stopping tattoos, ink on their hands or above the collar. But Ryan does.
I got mine on purpose. To make sure I stayed in art because I had given up on it.
His tattoos are a permanent reminder of what he wants to do with his life. And they might make a midlife career change hard. Still, all these artists are professionals.
You know, it's not rowdy and drunk in here. There's not people partying in here. You know, this is an office.
Do you feel that sort of this more professional approach to tattooing, is that new or is it just something that...
It's more artists getting in the industry and becoming involved than it was like the old bikers and tough guys that thought it was cool. It's a very art-driven industry right now.
They have apprentices, they go to professional conventions, and they have offices.
And just like a plastic surgeon is allowed to turn down a procedure they're not comfortable with, a tattoo artist is also allowed to turn down a job they don't want to be responsible for.
Do you feel like it's an ethical thing not letting or suggesting that people don't get tattoos that you feel they might regret?
Kind of. I mean, I'm the one doing it. A lot of people are like, it's my body, but that's my artwork. And any person that asks you who did it, you're going to say my name. That puts all responsibility on me.
Despite that responsibility and the weight of wearing someone's resume on your skin, some artists do agree that ultimately the choice remains with the client.
I'm not going to tell someone that they absolutely can't do something. It's their body. Some of the artists feel different. I, myself, am more into making the person comfortable, and I'm not the one to say, you know, don't get a neck tattoo.
If someone is determined to get that job-stopping tattoo, they will find someone to do it. It just may be a little bit more difficult than it was 15 years ago. But as Ryan reminds us...
Everyone gets the tattoo they deserve.
Beautiful tats all over my back. Makes me so proud, I'm gonna shout it out loud. I got another tattoo.
And that story was brought to us by Word of Mouth producers Megan Tan and Molly Donahue.
The moment that I get undressed at every job interview, they're just so impressed, really? Cause I got all my ex-wives on my chest. Over here is Clay 8.